News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
An English tourist has been hospitalised with serious head injuries after being attacked in the Temple Bar area of Dublin city centre. This is the latest of a series of violent and antisocial incidents in the capital. And Eoin O'Riordan, Labour MEP and Dublin spokesperson, joins us now. Eoin, I don't know how well the stats bear it out. We keep hearing that serious crime is going down, in fact. But certainly the perception is among many people that Dublin is now dangerous.
Yeah, I'd agree. And I don't like conceding that because as a proud Dub, I want people to feel safe and to be proud of their city. And I've always rejected this as the sense that Dublin was unsafe. But I think sometimes politicians have to deal with perceptions as much as they have to deal with reality. And if people feel that the city isn't safe and reports would suggest that it isn't, well, then something has to be done about that. But what's frustrating is that any amount of reports have already been commissioned into Dublin City, into crime in Dublin City, and into the civic leadership of Dublin City, and it doesn't really feel as if they're being implemented. So if you look at the Dublin City Task Force last year, chaired by Dave McRedmond, that was a task force which came up with some very far-reaching recommendations, one of which was we needed 1,000 extra Gardaí. We are under-policed. There's about one guard for 373 citizens in Dublin. The average is one police officer for 293 across the European Union. So we are under-policed, and that's a recommendation going back to last October. And previously, we had the Citizens' Assembly on Dublin, chaired by Jim Gavin, that suggested we needed a directly elected mayor. Now, in the programme for government, there is a commitment for a plebiscite on that. I think it could take place the same day as the presidential election. But they are two very, august bodies that were established by government, in fairness, to address the issues of crime, antisocial behaviour, issues of dereliction in the city centre. So the work has been done. I think now what government has to do is to look at these reports and begin to implement them.
And can I ask you a question that I don't hear many politicians coming out in favour of? Do we need to change our laws? Our laws became, I suppose, softer and gentler on minors who commit offences in the 90s. But we are left in a situation where, in addition to the perception that our streets are more dangerous, there is a perception that if you are under 18, and this is among 18-year-olds as well, that if you're under 18 and you commit an offence, no one's going to touch you. And that is a problem because there seems to be very little sanction then on these gangs of youths who are going around, and they are causing problems.
Well, I don't think, I mean, to be frank, I don't. I mean, I think what we need to have, and within one of the reports, the City Task Force report, there was a community warden system that was proposed that I actually think has been successful in Limerick. A different style of policing, a different style of community engagement. I mean, it's one thing to throw a criminal sanction on somebody who is effectively a child when the issue has gone out of control. It's another thing to actually prevent that from happening in the first place. And we have had success. It's hard to document how successful it has been because when a crime isn't committed, it doesn't get any notice, obviously. But, you know, I'm aware of, and any other public ref will be aware of, community policing forums from around the city where, you know, members of the Gardaí would take the time to talk to communities. They'd get a sense of pinch point issues in an area, that there's antisocial behaviour here, that there's a problem there, that this family needs to be engaged with, interacting with schools. But there has been a feeling over the last 10 years or so that that type of resource isn't available to an Garda Síochána anymore. People are leaving the force in record numbers. We've had record numbers of
And this is the under-policing. This is part of the under-policing you're talking about.
So policing, I mean, I'm not trying to be a politician that says, oh, we need our new guards and guards in the street. We do need that. But we also need a different level of policing which engages better with communities, with schools, with community leaders, and also with young people to understand more about their lives, about who they are, about you know their dreams and their aspirations, and not to have this sort of, if you like, tension between
and Garda Síochána. I fully accept that, by the way. I think you're right. But is it an either-or situation? Because if we are under-policed and we know that there are difficulties, significant difficulties with the recruitment of guards, is it an either-or? So we're saying, well, until we get these extra 1,000 guards, we'll just plod along with these gangs of youth. And it's not just violent crimes being committed by youths. We hear all the time on this programme from people who have like retail shops in the city centre that young people are coming in shoplifting and they call the guards and they're picked up, and maybe 4 hours later, that same young person will come in and shoplift again.
But I think what we're trying to do here in this conversation is reinvent the wheel. When governments, you know, task people to sit down and you know, deal with the issues that are affecting Dublin City, as they did in the Dublin City Task Force chaired by Dave McRedmond, when they come up with solutions like the Town Extra Gardaí or community wardens or dealing with dereliction in the city, or advancing the issues that I've been involved in terms of drug reform, then we have to listen to what we've said. You know, I don't necessarily believe we have to have a new conversation of a different strategy when the strategies have all been tossed around and a report was
okay. And that's a fair point. Eoin, a directly elected mayor, how would a directly elected mayor improve antisocial behaviour and violence on our streets?
I think what you need is civic leadership in Dublin. Because whenever something like this happens, you know, media, politics, we're kind of searching around for somebody to ask who is responsible for this, who can respond to it. And any other major European city has a mayor, not just a ceremonial mayor that we have every, you know, that comes in every year and goes again, but somebody who's elected directly from the people every 5 years, a 5 year term, and then can answer directly to the people as to what the strategies are over a five-year period to deal with policing in Dublin. Now, we have one in Limerick. There is a commitment to having a plebiscite in Dublin for the installation of a Dublin mayor in the programme for government. I think it should happen the same day as the presidential election. And if we had that sense of civic leadership, we could point to this leader of Dublin and say, well, look, this is something you have to react to. Otherwise, we're asking the Minister for Justice what's happening in Dublin. Mm-hmm. We're asking opposition politicians what's happening in Dublin. But we had the civic leadership. If we had that civic leadership, I think we'd have a better coordination of different agencies in order to tackle issues.
You said something really interesting there. You said we need to have somebody who's responsible for this. Surely the people who are engaged in antisocial behaviour are the ones responsible for it, not the mayor or anybody else.
I absolutely accept that. And I'm not somebody who's going to shy away from that either. But, you know, there's people have been debating crime for a very long time. It's easy for a politician to say we need more guards. But I do think that what Dublin is hurting from a lack of civic leadership. We do have an issue with dereliction. We have an issue with, with footfall in the city centre, and also we now have a perception of crime and antisocial behaviour. I think if we're going to address the long term issues that Dublin City has, a mayor would be one part of that solution.
Look, thank you very much for joining us on all of that this morning. That is Eoin O'Riordan there, Labour MEP and Dublin spokesperson. Let us know what you think. There is that perception out there that Dublin, our capital city, who I happen to love dearly, as I suspect many of you do, what needs to be done? We'd love to hear from you this morning. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.